We have produced a government that is smaller, with a budget that is smaller. It is more efficient, and I think more effective.
Mayor Buckhorn has been saddled with the task of eliminating a $34.5 million shortfall in next year's budget, a challenge he plans to meet without layoffs, raised property taxes, or reduced public services. But he says that he owes a great deal to his predecessor's financial stewardship.
When Mayor Iorio took office, there was $20 million in fund balance. When I took office on April 1st, there was $120 million in fund balance. That goes to the heart of her financial stewardship over the last 8 years, and some certainly the last four were very, very difficult times. She did a truly amazing job of setting aside money to make sure that in the event of a catastrophic event, we have the capacity and ability to do what we need to do. $20 million doesn't even clean up Bayshore Boulevard in the aftermath of a hurricane. April 1st, I was left with a legacy, both real and symbolic, of a significantly larger fund balance that will allow us in the short term, and this is not sustainable in the long term, but certainly in the short term, to plug whatever deficits that we have.
Next year's budget will be $765.4 million. That's $34.7 million less than this year's budget. One of the greatest contributing factors to the shortfall was a reduction in property values.
We've all known, each of us have individually experienced, the value of our houses has diminished significantly in some cases. That results in obviously less revenue coming to the city. That translates to us to about $17 million.
Tampa's property tax millage rate hasn't been raised since 1989, and Buckhorn promised that he will not raise property taxes despite the loss in revenue.
That impact on the average single-family house in our city, less the homestead exemption, results in a property tax assessment of $613. I think that is a bargain for the services that we provide to our citizens.
But the current city revenue from property taxes is about $117 million. This doesn't even cover the more than $200 million allotted to public safety, which is more than a quarter of the total city budget.
The cost of our police and fire department alone, is $206.9 million. What we raise in property tax doesn't even cover the cost of two of our departments. So therein you see the challenge for a state so dependent on property tax to run local government.
And Buckhorn says maintaining city parking services is an expenditure that has also cost the city dearly.
To the tune of about $6 million per year coming out of general revenue fund to what should be an enterprise fund expenditure. It should be self-sufficient. It is not. We have to do something over the next year with that parking system to stop the bleeding, if you will.
City administrators had suggested job cuts that would have resulted in hundreds of layoffs, but the current budget manages to eliminate only 21 vacant positions.
I ask our departments what were critical needs and mission critical jobs. And to me, if it was vacant for a year, it wasn't mission critical. So we have eliminated those jobs. That saved us about $1.2 million.
The budget proposes bringing in an additional $7 million by increasing franchise fees the city receives from Tampa Electric. And TECO customers should expect to pay $1.50 more per month on their electric bill. But not all of Buckhorn's budget is cuts. There's more funding for programs like Investing in Neighborhoods, which is receiving $2 million more this year.
We can't have a strong city if we don't have neighborhoods that are engaged, that are vibrant, that are alive and vital. There are needs out there. And we are going to do our best to meet those needs with a limited budget. But my commitment is that we are going to make sure that our neighborhoods are not only at the table, but they are part of the process and that their needs will be addressed.
The city has also just recently been upgraded to a AA-plus bond by Standard & Poor's, a move that will make it easier for the city to get loans.
That tells the financial marketplace that this is a city that is well-positioned in spite of the economic challenges, that is doing the right thing, that is making the tough decisions, that has cleaned up its house, that has the resources available to pay for the debt that we incur, and as a result of that, they have enhanced our bond rating. That is big. That is really big, and that's savings over time as a result of our ability to go to the market to get money cheap with those kinds of ratings is very, very significant. So to Sonia and to the whole financial team, good work. That was a great job. And we're anticipating Fitch will come back with a similar rating.
Buckhorn also said that spending cuts aren't the only strategy in promoting a healthy economy in Tampa.
The only way we get out of this ditch is to not cut city government until it's hemorrhaging. The way we get out of this economic ditch is to add value to the tax roll and add buildings and encourage people to grow and grow jobs. That's what I'm going to spend most of my time doing. Because if we can do that, then we can raise the revenues. And then we'll be on more stable footing. But until we do that, we'll continue to fight a declining property valuations, declining revenues, which makes it very difficult for us to manage.
Buckhorn emphasized that future budgets will only get tighter without sufficient revenue sources. You can find links to information about the city budget on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from downtown Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.